somebody I met in New York said, this band Lee Hayes is putting together a collection of labor songs. I said, hey, well, we're putting together a collection of labor songs. I said, we better get together. And Lee says to me, how about us teaming up? Because I know some songs and you know that banjo. Lee's roommate, Mill, would come along occasionally for the fun of it. Mill liked to sing. Pretty soon, I was moving in with him.
They also wrote songs for peace before America entered the war and victory during its fight against Nazism. They composed their songs collectively, pooled their money, and ran a commune in Greenwich Village. Most importantly, they brought together music from all parts of America. Shanties from the Northeast, cowboy songs from the West, blues from the Midwest, old-time Methodist hymns from the South, a musical compass of America. Pete Seeger.
Woody and I got back, and there was a nice building for us to live in, even though there was no furniture, and we weren't sure how we'd pay the $100 a month for three floors and a basement, and we're all set to start. We were going to sing for unions and make up new songs.
Woody wasn't the only one Pete Seeger was learning from. In these heady days in Greenwich Village, as Pete wandered around in a state of continuous hootenanny, Lee Hayes was a big part of his education. Of all Seeger's musical partners, Lee Hayes was his longest and most consistent collaborator. A tall, portly preacher's son from down south, Lee had a deep, smooth bass which helped the Almanacs harmonize, and a wry sense of humor heard on songs such as this one, with Seeger picking down-home style banjo.
My name is Charlie Brennan, from Charleston I come. I've traveled this wide world over, some ups and downs I've had. I've traveled this wide world over, some ups and downs I've saw. But I never knew what misery was till I hit old Arkansas. Then I got me a job on a farm, but I didn't like the work or the food nor the farmer nor his wife nor none of his children. So I went up to him one day and I told him, Mister, I'm quitting this job and you can just pay me off right now. He says to me, okay, son, if that's the way you feel about it, and he handed me a mink skin. I told him, I said, hell, brother, I don't want this thing, I want my money. He says to me, he says, son, that's what we use for currency down here in Arkansas. So I took it and I headed for a saloon to see if I could get me a pint of drinking whiskey. I put my mink skin on the bar and darned if the bartender didn't throw me a pint. Then he picked up my mink skin and he blowed the hair back on it and he handed me 3 possum hides and 14 rabbit skins for change. I'm going to the Indian Territory and marry me a squaw. Bid farewell to the canebrakes in the state of Arkansas.